Blog Talk Radio. Yo, I want to greet everyone. Assalamu alaikum, bismillah. We're here tonight. That's right, Point of Impact. Point of Impact is live. Y'all know what we do, Tuesday nights. You know, beautiful content, direct talk, you know what I'm saying, and upliftment. And like I said, if you want to call in and give a comment or join in on the conversation or ask a question, you can dial us in as you're listening. When you dial in, please, I'll see you. Assalamu alaikum. When you dial in, if you want to talk, just hit the, oh my gosh, just hit the, wait a minute, I'm having it. Hit the number one, okay? Just hit the number one, and it will, you know, it will show up, all right? So that's all you have to do, okay? Just hit the number one when you dial in, or anytime while you're listening, you hit the number one, and you'll be able to participate. But good evening, everyone. Once again, the podcast number is 563-999-3718. That's 563-999-3718. So if you're watching our video, the live video, you want to go ahead and call in and enjoy the audio of the podcast while enjoying the video. Now, there's a little hesitation time, but I promise you, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely something you want to enjoy and you want to try and do and check it out, okay, because we vibe it, all right? And tonight, you know, it's a little rainy out here, you know, out in, and a little chilly, man. And I hope, you know, by the grace of Allah, that people who are homeless, because there's a lot of homeless people out here lately. I don't know what's going on in other parts of the country, but I know out here in Virginia, you see a lot of people homeless. You know, a lot of people holding up signs, needing help. And, you know, they're out in the streets. And I just pray and hope that they're getting some kind of comfort and relief from this rain and this cold. You know what I'm saying? May Allah grant them some shelter and some protection. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to grace us. We give praise to God for rain, for the sustenance of rain, for the consistency of rain and the production that rain provides us and nurturing our earth. Alhamdulillah. And nurturing the earth that Allah created. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah. I mean, so I'm grateful for everyone to join me tonight. You know, I wanted to just remind people in this session tonight, like most importantly, like positivity. As we were this morning, we were having a great talk about positivity and realizing that you yourself are positivity and, you know, actualizing that in your daily life. There's so much going on in the world, you know, so much going on in the world where people are tapping into, you know, concepts and things and beliefs that may be contrary to what is the real truth. And the real truth is that every one of us has nothing but capability, promise, an opportunity to be positive who bring about solution. Okay, we don't have to be the problem. We don't have to be the cause of negativity. And that's something I've just been building on, you know what I'm saying, not only with people but with myself. And I realize that in situations, you know, that we find ourselves is that you have to be on point, because at any time, you don't know when something of a unwanted vibe, you know what I'm saying, is going to invade your space. But you really have to contemplate and think, you know, before you just react, before you just do things, before you just say what you want to say. Knowledge precedes speech and action. So, you know what I'm saying, if you don't have nothing good to say, as the messenger of Allah, may Allah's praise and salutations be upon him, he would always say that, if you have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. But sometimes we're quick, before we do an action, to just blur it out anything. But there has to be positivity even when you're upset. You know, there's a positive energy that you can direct towards someone who is upsetting you or someone who is causing you, you know, some, you feel like some child's upset. You know what I'm saying? There's a positive way to address the issue without being, you know, reverting to that negativity. You know what I'm saying? If anything, you should be converting them to your positivity. You feel me? That's where you should be going. you should be converting them to your positivity. And this is what comes about when your character demonstrates the knowledge of your being. You know what I'm saying? And the wisdom of your being and the understanding of your being. When you project that. And that's not an easy thing to do. As the Sheikh Falah would say when he was speaking to the brothers in who was incarcerated in Pennsylvania, and he said as far as like in Islam we say taqwa, you know, fearing God. Fearing God, fearing Allah is not easy, but it is easy. You know what I'm saying? And that's just knowing that, you know, it's that it's not a fear like you're scared, you know, like a scary. It's one of those, it's a fear of like a petition. You know how you would put a wall up between yourself and, you know, to screen you from whatever it is of the wrath of, you know, Allah, of God. You know, so you would do the right thing. You would strive to do the right thing. You would strive to do the right thing instead of doing the wrong thing. And this is what that conscious mind does. This is what that insertive conscious heart, that aware heart, that when you cleanse your heart and you're striving towards positivity, man, that's what comes about. So tonight, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a special night. Tonight we're going to have a guest host. Okay? I'm the guest, actually. I'm the guest tonight. So, but we have a host, a special guest host to come on, and we're waiting for this special guest host to appear, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. But look, I really want you guys to participate. If there's anything you'd like to say, comment, you'd like to join in on a conversation, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, call in. Call in, or if you're calling in and you already hit that button, man, hit the one. Hit one and you'll be able to join in the conversation or give a comment. Or we love to recognize you, man. Listen, it's about building. It's about adding on. It's about elevating. It's about producing, you know what I'm saying, nothing but things that will be of a benefit in your life, a maslaha, as we say in Arabic. Khalid, alhamdulillah. The brother Khalid Karim, y'all, who joined us, is here with us tonight. All praises to Allah, alhamdulillah. So, you know, anytime that you want to interject and it's something that you want to interject to the conversation, please call in because we love to, you know, we love that participation. You know what I mean? It's important. Participation and communication is key to the upliftment of a community and a people. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of distrust going on. As my man KRS is saying right now in the background, there's a lot of distrust. And we have to break that chain, that cycle. You know what I'm saying? Because that distrust doesn't mean that there aren't those that you can trust. And that's the thing. We need to know who are those that we can trust. Who are those that are in the alliance and true alliance? Who are those who are standing upon the haq, the truth? And not the butter, the falsehood, right? That's what you want to know, right? You know, one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, may the praise and salutations be upon him, used to ask the Messenger about the bad things. And the reason why why the other people would ask Allah's Messenger about all the good things, but he would ask him about the bad things, the evil things. Why? So that he would know what to stay away from. So that he would know what to look out for. So that he would know what to not involve himself in and what to protect himself from. You see what I'm saying? Because this, like, is what protects you and gives you that state of, like we were talking about, God-fearing, taqwa, right? Being positive is actually taqwa. It's because you're doing what you're doing for the benefit of bringing something good out of it. A situation, right? And then you're seeking that reward from Allah. And that is what we all should be doing. Positivity is in you, man. And I don't want you to think for one second because you're having some negative situations going on in your life that positivity is not in you. Positivity is in you. Just because you went to prison, positivity is in you. Just because you used drugs, positivity is in you. Just because you did a crime or you harmed someone, positivity is within you. So I don't want people to ever think that, you know, because they've made an error, that positivity is not in them. No, positivity is in you. It's up to you to tap into that positivity, to seek that positivity, you know, and then release it. Release it, man. Exhale it, man. Actualize it, man. You know, be who you want to be, man. I don't believe there's no one in the world who wants to be negative. I believe that even the people who were practicing falsehood wanted to project some positivity in themselves, you know, but their positive, their concept of positivity was, you know, it was retarded. It was retarded. You see what I'm saying? So my thing is, like, you really have to, you know, take all of that in on how, you know what I'm saying, you can tap into allowing your positivity to be effective and to affect others. Jamal, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, alhamdulillah. Thank you for joining us tonight. So listen, if you're watching the video and you want to hear the podcast, there's going to be a little delay, but if you call in at 563, that's 563-999, that's 39-999-3718, you can listen in to the podcast. Right now, you're just seeing me on the video, but you can listen into the podcast. Our guests will be calling in like about 4 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Inshallah, I guess I am the guest, but our host, you should be calling in, who's hosting the show tonight. And, you know, I really believe you guys are going to really enjoy this show. We're going to be a little gentle. Uh-oh, our host is here, y'all. Alhamdulillah. Hello, I'm going to have to turn the show over in a minute now. Hello? Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
So this is your show. You want to introduce to the people who you are today?
I am Tina Hanford. I am Derek's wife.
Okay. Wow. Thank you for having me on your show tonight, your point of impact tonight. Thank you.
Yes, I am. I am the first lady, so let's get started.
Okay.
Okay, well, but I got started. Some questions for you.
Yes, ma'am, I bet you do.
You bet I do. Okay, we're going to start out with question number one. Okay.
Okay.
For one, what is the greatest strength of our relationship?
The greatest strength of our relationship?
Yes.
Well, you know, the greatest strength of our relationship is, of course, fearing Allah. The fact that, you know, we both are God-fearing people. And that we are yoked, you know, we're both Muslims, and we both believe in Allah, and that is the greatest strength. And I believe from that strength is what leads our, you know, our love and our affection and our motivation, you know what I'm saying, is really, you know, towards us building and keeping a consistency of, you know, this strength of love in our family and that we share together. And it's all the main source, of course, for me, I believe is Allah. You know what I'm saying? I believe it's Allah. And I believe that is really the source, or should be the source, of strength in every relationship. You know, I've had an argument with a person one time who told me that they believe the source of strength of a relationship is love and money. And I was like, no. No, because, you know, for me, what I've experienced through you, you know what I'm saying, is love. But the love that I've experienced through you is more of a, it's on a higher level, you know, it's something that taps into every fine aspect of myself. It makes me, you know, work hard to, you know, be the best person I can be in pleasing my Lord and being a good, you know, husband and example to our family. Yeah. You know?
Okay.
And how do you feel about that, though?
For one, I am the interviewer. So you are going to answer the right questions, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me on your show today.
How do you keep our conversation flowing? And keep our conversation exciting?
Well, we are long distance. I don't think people know that my wife right now, she resides in Wisconsin, Green Bay. She's a Green Bay Packer fan. Boo! No, we ain't going to boo.
Period.
We ain't going to boo. We ain't going to boo. Period. We ain't going to boo.
Period.
But, she's a diehard Green Bay fan. But she lives in Green Bay, and I'm here in Virginia. But I can't, that is something I don't sit down and strategize on how I'm going to, keep things interesting in our conversation. And it's just a natural flow. It's something that just instinctively I think we share. It's not something that I do, I individually, keep consistency in. I think that it stems from the both of us just having a great concern, a great affection, and just wanting to see each other succeed. You know what I'm saying? In all costs, that's what that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see that. You know what I'm saying? When I talk to you, it's just enjoyable talking to you. You know what I'm saying, Mommy? All right, we're going to keep it professional.
Okay, I heard that. But okay. What are some of the things that you would like to do the next time we see each other?
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, Sakeem. Paul Tillis here. What are some of the things? Ask me that question again. What are some of the what?
Say it again. Hello? What did you say? Yeah.
Yeah, ask me that question again.
I said, what are some of the things you would like to do the next time we see each other?
Some of the things that I most look forward to when I see you is just having, moments of just you and I having quality time together. You know what I'm saying? Just to sit with you, just to enjoy a laughter with you, just to have a moment driving in the car with you, listening to all the different things that you like to listen to, and that's what I look forward to the most, the simplistic things, sitting down, learning a religion with you, looking forward to praying with you and, worshiping with you. And just doing the things that you like to do and the things that we both like to do together. I'm looking forward to shooting you out to New York, hopefully this time real soon, so you can see New York and get to enjoy that, maybe get some White Castle hamburgers.
I want to
do
that.
We got to get the White Castle. Yeah,
we got to do that, right?
We got to.
You know
what I'm saying?
Remind me at home, yes. We got to do that.
That's right. Hey,
okay.
Benny said it's the moment that counts. That's right, Benny. It's the
that
moment that
right.
counts. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And that's, but on the real side, that's how you, with me and you is, when I'm with you, that's the simplicity that you bring into my life. You know what I'm saying? It's not, and that's the beauty of, being, having you as a companion and, my wife and someone who, struggles with me in life. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like that, though. I really like that answer. Are you happy with our current level of intimacy?
What? Oh my God. Well, when I said direct talk, Oh my gosh, well, that is something first and foremost, that's private, but I am, that's definitely private, of course I'm, because our intimacy is not just, sexual intimacy, should I say, or intercourse intimacy, You know, our intimacy is like even that, like right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and I didn't say sex.
Enjoying this moment
intimacy.
With you and you interviewing me. It's intimate. Mm-hmm. You know, the intimacy that we share is something that I've never experienced.
Mm-hmm.
The whole factor of, you know, being able to be so, how can I guess, down to earth with one another. You know what I'm saying? And just little things like I said, just enjoying silent moments with you. You know what I'm saying? Near moments where we just sometimes maybe just hold a hand for a few minutes. You know, the intimacy is something that definitely impacts me in a way that I've never, you know, experienced it for, you know, in my past. And I'm grateful for it. You know, I'm grateful for that experience because it's something that I never, even though I wanted it, like mm-hmm. I never came in contact with it. You know what I'm saying? And then mm-hmm. when, you know, being with you and being able to share the moments that we share together, it's like, it's, you know, it's indescribable. So,
like fireworks.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they're busting off, huh?
Yeah, you're popping off. That's it. It's like fireworks.
So, I see you're enjoying your show tonight.
I'm enjoying it. And I think you might need a 3-minute break so you can regroup. You think?
I mean, if you the host, if you feel like
questions.
I got a whole lot of questions. Okay, well,
yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that's what we're here to do today, to talk to the people.
That's what
we're
here to do.
But we don't have to take a break. If you want to continue to go on, we can go on, you know?
Okay. Next question. What do you do when you're sad or upset? How
when
do
I'm
you
sad?
Deal with that? Yeah.
How do I deal with being sad?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people would tell you how I deal with it. I straight confront it. I confront it. Like, I'm not afraid of being a compassionate man. I'm not afraid of allowing my emotions to be seen. You know what I'm saying? I think there's not enough of that coming from us as men. I think that we're with this bravado that we always seem to pitch out there of machoism and things of that nature, you know, it's something that we really need to. My man Jawad used to always talk about this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him ease and comfort in the grave. You know, I mean, I love that brother. But Jawad used to always talk about that. You know, Jawad would always talk about, you know, that as men we have to learn to be a little more sensitive. You know, mm-hmm. and being sensitive doesn't mean that you're feminine or you're gay. It just means that you're in touch with who you are as a man. You know what I'm saying? And I recall when I was about 5 years old, and I used to have trouble sleeping in the dark. Mm-hmm. And this one time, my father, you know, I was crying. I was upset. You know, my dad was like, "Man, what's wrong? Why are you crying?" I said, "Because I didn't want to sleep in the dark." And he reached down and he said, "Son, you know, nothing in the dark doesn't, you know, everything in the dark comes to the light." And I was like, "Okay." He's like, "You know, so don't worry. You know, you're good because from darkness mm-hmm. comes light." You know what I'm saying? And I was like, "Wow." You know what I'm saying? And then he reached over and kissed me on my forehead. And when he kissed me mm-hmm. on my forehead, I said, "Dad," I pushed him away. Like, I tell him this. I remind him of this all the time. He says, "Wow, you remember that?" And I pushed him away. I said, "Daddy, you don't kiss. I'm a boy." And he said, "Son, let me tell you, son, real men never have a problem showing affection and compassion to the people that they love." And I never forgot that. I was 5 years old. Never forgot that. And that's one of the things that when I'm sad, depending upon what the emotion is driven from, I don't have a problem. Like, I confront it. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And most importantly, I always seek, you know, comfort in Allah. When I'm sad and I'm down, I pray. You know what I'm saying? I pray. And I ask for comfort and I ask for guidance. You know, And, you know, I worship only Allah because he alone is the one who provides aid for me in everything that I'm experiencing and everything that I'm going through. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. I have another question. And I honestly just want to know what you think about this, okay? So this one is, how do our personalities complement each other?
When you look at the two type of people that we are, we're both very caring people. We're both very considerate, very compassionate people. We're both very giving people, very loving people. We're both very sensitive. We're both leaders, but we're also great followers. And I think that's what makes us even better leaders. And the thing that I love the most about us, we have a great deal of respect for one another. And I think that respect, along with loyalty and communication, are three valuable, you know, aspects of building a loving and trusting relationship with someone and a spouse. And together, like, that brings our compatibility is, you know, without question, something that is outstanding. You know, it's crazy because people, I want to tell people, you know, the first time I met this young lady on the phone, I met my wife on the phone at my job. I was working. I told her in 5 minutes of the conversation, as I was working, I said, ma'am, you're going to be a problem for me. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be a problem.
Yeah, you did say that.
You know, I literally said that like 5 minutes into our conversation. Like, and I was professionally talking to her. I wasn't.
You said, you're going to be a problem. That's what you
said
to me.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, I think the thing that, you know, beautifies us, you know, being compatible in things is that even when we disagree upon something, we still find ways to, you know what I'm saying, meet right in that role. You know what I'm saying? To where we're good with, you know, making each other happy and seeing each other happy. And I'm grateful for that. All praises due to Allah.
Do you feel emotionally supported by me?
Do I feel emotionally supported by you? Absolutely. You know, emotionally, spiritually, you know, yeah. In every way you support me, you know, financially, you able me, you keep my head straight. Absolutely. You know, without your emotional support, a lot of times I probably would be a mess. You know what I'm saying, dude? You know, you're my best friend. You know, you're
my best friend too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, when I'm really going, when I'm crashing, like, the first person I call is you. You know, when I see myself, you know, in a place that I don't want to be and I feel it's, you know, dangerous for me, you know, I call you. You know, I call you. And, you know, yeah, I'm definitely emotionally supported by you. And I think that sometimes, that's a great deal of what a lot of relationships lack. Emotional support. You know, most people, like I was just mentioning, the minute they see a man getting emotional, it's like, come on, man up, tighten up, yo, tighten up. Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing they say, like, come on, man, tighten up. Like, you know, come on, nah. You're like, no. It's not the fact that because of a man I shouldn't get emotional, it's that I shouldn't allow my emotions to overcome my thinking. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's okay to get emotional. But am I allowing my emotions to affect me and how I think and how I behave? You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, the emotion, whatever it may be, love, anger, frustration, whatever it may be, you still should not, it should not proceed above your intellect, above your thinking and how you're processing things and how you're responding to things. So, you know, you support me in a great strengthening way with, you know, when I'm emotionally going through some hardships or because I'm an emotional guy. You know what I'm saying? I often cry. You know, I cry. You know, when I was in the fishing, they used to call me the crying bear because I would cry a lot. You know, when I would give my khutbahs, my sermons, mm-hmm. you know, or even when I used to teach my classes. You know, when I would give when I was the Emir of Education, when I would call the Adan, when I would even be talking to the brothers sometimes. You know, and conveying when I used to give my seminars and my reentry program. You know, I had no problem allowing men. And once again, I attribute that concept really to my dear friend Abdul Jawad. You know, he was a beautiful brother, and he spoke and you know, it was through him that I really became identified with, allowing my emotions to be relevant, just not to the point that, you know, I'm out of control and things, because they're, you know, that's when you got to fall back, you know, and you got to recognize your classes, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love about you.
That's right.
I love the fact that my man Benny said
he, huh? What'd you say now?
You didn't let me finish that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No, go ahead.
No, what were you saying?
I was going to say that's what I love about you the most, is that you will show your sensitive side. Or when, you know, you're emotional, I love that about you because we can relate on a different level.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
When I'm sad, you know, you know where I'm coming from. You can deal with me with those emotions, and that's what I love about you.
But don't you think that's something that most men should? That's an ingredient that brings a great deal of healthiness to the relationship. Don't you agree?
I do agree, and honestly, most men don't do that. You know, you're probably the only man that I saw cry in my face. Like, you know, and I know that grown men cry. They just try not to cry in front of people.
Oh, yeah.
Or their significant others. So.
You know what's the most ugliest thing is to see? A grown man, two grown men trying not to cry in front of each other, knowing they want to cry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they just both standing in front of each other making these faces, and the whole time they both want to just, you know, like, cry, you know? But, yeah, baby, it's, you know, the Prophet Muhammad made the message of Allah, he spoke of that you should laugh less and cry more. If you knew what he knew, you would laugh less and cry more. And I definitely understand that, because when I look around, and I see the state of, you know, our communities and people today, you know, it makes me cry. It makes me cry, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, it hurts. And so, you know, I do shed a lot of tears and a lot of emotion for people, sad emotion for people who are going through things that I believe, you know, are tough. And I would love to be able to help them all, but I can't, you know. And that hurts even more, being helpless to help somebody.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm off the hot seat now.
No,
yeah.
You're
okay.
Not off the hot seat.
Are you sure?
Not till
okay.
the end. Not till
okay.
the end, not till we shut down. You got it. Okay. Since we started dating, how has each of us changed for the better?
Since how has what?
How have we changed for the better since we started dating?
How have we changed for the better? I think,
yes.
Well, as I contemplate, you know, I don't think that we've actually changed for the better. I think that we've just improved upon the people that we already are, you know, when we met. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Our relationship is one of the vehicles that drives us. But individually, like, when I look at you, you know, you are a positive, you know, person who benefited me in a great deal of ways, you know what I'm saying? And meeting you and learning your strengths, you know, as a woman, as a mother of 10 kids, who's a supervising boss of a major company who does well, cares for people and making sure, listen, and all that you've been through, mm-hmm. with dialysis, cancer, you know, domestic violence, you know, like, your character is outstanding. So, you know, just to be able to absorb, you know, what you've been through, it makes me have a different appreciation for what I've been through. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, it just strengthens me, you know, and that's something that I'm just grateful for. Benny, he said, emotional support in my wife always, bruh, from the beginning. And he's saying that he's always supported his wife from the beginning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, it is what it is. Like, you know, growing together is cool. But the thing that I love the most is that even though we're growing together, we're still growing individually. And the one thing that I get from being involved in this tremendous relationship with you is that what benefits me the most is that I see myself growing. I see myself becoming someone different and better. I see myself eager to improve, you know, because of the examples that you show me, because of the esteem that you show me. The messenger of Allah, his wife, Khadija. And I'm going to tell you this story why, and I'm going to tell you why I tell you this story. His wife, Khadija, when he went up to Mount Hira, and when he went up there, and the angel Jibril came to him, right? He was so frightened, the angel Jibril came to him and squeezed him 3 times and told him to read, Iqra, read. And so the messenger began to recite the Quran. He instantly ran from Mount Hira back home to his wife, Khadija. May Allah be pleased with her. He ran home to her. He burst into the door and he ran into a corner and he was shivering in fear because here the angel Jibril just came and hugged this man 3 times, squeezed like, and he sat there holding, you know, in fear, like squatting in the corner. And she said, "Oh man, oh," because he wasn't, you know, at that time. She was, "Oh Muhammad, what's wrong? What happened?" And he told her how the angel Jibril came to him and conveyed to him to read the Quran. And so she comforted him, and she encouraged him with esteem and inspiration to go back up to that mountain because God surely would not impose anything upon him with harm when he was a person that done all the good that he was doing. And what that is similar, you know, in similitude, that is some experience that I went through with you. You know, when I've been through some tough times and I've actually wanted to run away from something, you would literally, like, you know, comfort me and encourage me. And that is, man, that is like a value that I can't, you know, pay for. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That quality of enriching me and giving me the confidence and esteem to go out and be successful and continue to strive, even though I'm meeting all these adversities, you know, even though I'm fearing at times of, you know, not succeeding and falling short. You always give me courage. Yeah. You always give me esteem. You always give me inspiration to step up. You know, you're always like at my, you always got my back. You know, and you're always batting for me to win. So, you know, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's amazing.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think I am materialistic?
Wow, you are really putting me on the hot seat today. No, you're not materialistic.
Okay.
No way.
See, that wasn't a hard question.
Listen, you know, being a husband and being responsible for providing for you and things like that, Man, I couldn't ask for a more considerate person. You know, you're always considerate. You're spoiled, but that's not because, you know, you're spoiled because I want to give you what I can give you. So I give you, you know, what I can, you know, the best that I can, you know, because that's what you deserve, you know. And, you know, let me know. No, you're definitely not a material woman. You're definitely a woman of ethics and, you know, it's just beautiful character that you display. No. You know, definitely at me here too. I just thought you know that, right?
What?
You definitely at me here.
I am. I told you that. I was way ahead of you. Would you change anything about me?
No, I would not change anything about you.
You sure?
No.
Nothing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely
no.
not.
No, I would just.
Daddy,
I would. No.
Okay.
Let me rephrase that. I wouldn't change anything about you. I would just, you know, I wouldn't.
See, you thought about that one. You actually thought about that one. Now I would like to know.
There's nothing to change about you. Like, you're a good person the way you are. Like, I mean, why would I change anything about you? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, created you to be, and you know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for who you are. Like, I don't need to. One of the things I love about you, though, you've made changes about yourself. You know, you've made changes for yourself, you know, without me, suggesting something when I would say to you, I don't agree with this, you know, like eating pork and things. You made the, you know, decision to veer from those ways of life, you know, to take your Shahada and become Muslim. You know, those are things that you wanted in your life, you know, that you accepted to allow to, you know, be in your life and take into your life and apply in your life. You know, you made the changes, you know, that you felt was best for yourself. I just support you in them. You know what I'm saying? And
Okay. Okay. Next question. Do you think your family support our relationship?
Absolutely. My mother adores you. My sisters adore you. My children, you know, respect you. Yes, absolutely. My family, street family, support you. Everybody supports you. Everybody recognizes, you know, your strength. Everybody recognizes your struggle. Everybody appreciates the person you are. Absolutely. Our family, my family is for my happiness. You know, and in being for my happiness, like, that doesn't mean that they'll settle for, you know, somebody who would be bringing recklessness into my life. Nah. You know, they recognize the good that you bring into my life and into my heart, and they respect you for that. You know what I'm saying? And they respect you for that. You know? And, I mean, I'm grateful because, but I always knew that my family, I ain't never think my family would, you know, not support the bond of love that we have with one another because of your character, once again. You know, you're a lovable person, and, you know, I don't know nobody who dislikes you. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
that's right, because I am a lovable person. I just got that special type of energy.
Yeah, you just got that energy, right?
I got that energy. You know I got that energy. I got
it. You do,
I don't know where it came
you do,
from, but I got it.
Oh, good luck.
Okay. If you had the power, What is something you would change?
Oof. Wow.
There
you go.
Why? Don't get quiet now. Wow. You are such a good speaker. I know. You can answer that.
Oh, wow. What if I had the power, what would I change?
What would you change?
That's a hard question to ask because if I had the power, a lot of things that I would change, like...
Yeah, you probably would change the world. But we're not.
You
go
touch my emotions
like
right there.
I'm not. But it's okay.
You just know how to get me, huh?
Well,
one of the things that I would change, if I had the power, of course, would be your health. You know, giving you a kidney. Striving to give you life. That's if I had the power. But I do have the power. And that power is my prayers, my du'as, and asking Allah to, you know, give my wife what she needs to sustain life. But she just had to do this.
No, because there's more.
Well, yeah, because one of the things that I definitely would change if I had the power would to aid men who are incarcerated and women who are incarcerated with harsh and bogus sentences. And I would provide them, provide them with the tools to regain a sustained life, to be able to come out and, you know, establish themselves in society and become better people. You know, if I had the power, that's one of the things I would definitely, there's a lot of men that I love that are still in prison. And it's not easy for me to know that they're there. It's not easy for me to go through every day of my life without them guys being relevant. We got to free those guys. You know, as my man Sakeem would say, got to free those women and those youth, you know? And... You know, being a person who traveled and went through that experience, you know, there's so many good men, you know, that need to be definitely assisted, you know. Right now, I think we need to take a little break. Is that okay?
That's fine.
A little 3-minute break. Is that fine?
Yeah,
just let me give myself a little, you know, just a little break here. Okay, and we'll come right back, you guys. Don't go nowhere. Well, I can't leave the camera.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
How you feeling, man? You okay?
Learn from a 90-day rule, but we rushing too. In 2 months, we finna text, I love you. In 5 months, Became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we layin', stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, yeah, and lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
It's been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you save me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
If you're in this video and you'd like to hear the podcast, please come on and just join us and dial 563-999-3718. That's right. If you're watching the video and you would like to join us on the podcast, which we are being thoroughly interviewed here by Christina Hansford, which I'm sure you'll enjoy. Just dial 563-999-3718, okay? And dial 1 if you'd like to participate and say something, all right? Hello. All right, Christina. Okay. All right.
Okay, you ready? Because Mama's got more.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to let's get a few more questions in, and then let's see if we can get some callers to call in.
That's right. Okay. The question that I have now is, when you are upset or going through something or having an emotional roller coaster, let's put it that way, besides me, who would be your soundboard?
Ooh. Wow. Well, of course, Allah, you know, praying, mm-hmm. but aside from reaching out and crying out to Allah, my sister Nikki, my sister mm-hmm. Nikki, my sister Janelle, my sister Nikki is like the person I'm, Nikki is like, yeah, my soundboard. Like, I call her about almost everything, you know. And having a sister to be able to reach out to and talk to and, you know, express myself and vent and things like that when I want to vent, you know, having her there is like, man. But I'm going to tell you, like, my real soundboard is, mm-hmm. like, my Facebook family, you know? Like, it's amazing to be able to come on Facebook and, you know, when I'm upset, to talk or to be able to have conversation and dialogue with, you know, the people that I know in my life who I grew up with and some people who I'm just meeting. It's amazing and beautiful. Like this morning, you know, in our morning motivations, you know, my morning motivation videos, you know, it's beautiful how, you know, we all connect, you know, with everybody comes on and we, you know, Benny, Asiya, Sadiqa, so many different people, like Kathy Rodriguez. I can go down the line, like, you know, so many people. Sister Maryam Abdullah, Sister Amatola, wow, it's been a lot. I can't remember his sister's name, but so many people who come on, you know, you know, and enjoying the conversation. My man K-Son, you know, he comes on and, you know, like, it's just amazing. Like, I grew up with these people, and then when I'm going through something, like, to be able to come on Facebook and vent it in a positive way, you know, as I was speaking about before we began the show, a positive way, it's like, it's so beautiful for me. So that's my soundboard. You know, when I, that's, you know, this is my soundboard. You know, Facebook and, you know, getting out, being able to do these videos or to share my story when I post something, you know, and let people know what I'm feeling or what I'm going through. Yeah. You know, this is my soundboard. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think that some things are not meant for Facebook?
Do you ever think that what?
And I get that that's your soundboard. But do you ever think that some things are not meant for Facebook?
Yeah, I do believe that. There are some things that are not meant for Facebook. And maybe sometimes, you know, some things you should maybe not place up there, and I have to be reminded of that sometimes. And when I am, I take it off. You know what I'm saying? When you know, someone feels that I may be putting something up that's inappropriate, whether I disagree or not, I take it off. You know what I'm saying? You know, I appreciate the respect of someone, you know, giving me their opinion. You know what I'm saying? Whether I feel that I disagree with them or whatever, I take it off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. There are some things that are inappropriate, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be inappropriate, but it's just not something that you necessarily should share with, you know, the whole Facebook
the
world. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, right now you have a lot going on in your world since you've been home. How are you able to juggle all of that?
Ooh.
You know,
well,
work,
that I can't,
family,
yeah,
nonprofit.
Yeah.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah.
So you want to tell me how you plan on juggling all of that? All of that.
You know, worshiper, and, you know, I don't know. Like, I just go at every day doing what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when it comes to my family, though, like, I just make time for my family. It doesn't matter. I just make time. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll put down what I have to do. I make time. Because my family is definitely important, and I never want them to feel neglected. And I have an expansive family, of course. I mean, and so I do everything I can to, and I have an extended family. So I do everything I can to always, you know, seek to, you know, be there for my family. Even though I know I have to earn money and I have to, my family's well-being is very important to me, not just physically, but spiritually and mentally and emotionally. It's very important to me. And this, you know, like, going to work and these type of things, writing my books, you know, doing my nonprofit. This is stuff the nonprofit and stuff, I love doing it. So for me, it's like really nothing. It's nothing to juggle. I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm constantly doing that. Whether I'm set up something to do it or whether I'm just spontaneously doing it, I constantly, you know, it's just always, it's always in me. It's always moving. You know what I mean?
When do you make time for yourself? With all that.
When do I make time for myself?
Yeah. Well,
I make time for myself.
When you go to sleep.
Maybe not as much as I need. You know what I'm saying? I do admit, but I make time for myself when I go to pray in the morning, when I'm able to get to prayer and things like that. I definitely make time for myself. It's not easy making time for myself. There are times that, you know, I just seclude myself, you know, for a moment. You know, like in the morning when I ride to work, believe it or not, I love that time for myself. I get out of here, go to work, like 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning sometimes, you know, and I love it because I have an opportunity to be at peace, you know, with myself and just, you know, having that time with me. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's the deal. So are you rounding down your questions, or because we're going to try to see if we can get some people to join in on this. I know we got some people calling in today. You think you are?
I think I am. I mean, I think if I had another one, I would surely ask you.
I hope that I was able to answer a lot of your questions. And, you know, I thank you for your interview, which was, you know, very, very stimulating, being that, you know, it was, you know, about my personal life with my wife and my family. And, you know, I appreciate that, you know, to let people know that side and that aspect of me, you know, allowing me to be able to open myself up so that people can know, you know, the man that I am on that level. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. You know?
Thank you.
That was, you know,
I appreciate
thank you
it
for
too.
Giving it out. Oh, I bet you do. That was, you know, that was really entertaining. But now we're gonna join together as hosts. We're gonna host the remaining of the show together. Can we do that?
We sure can.
All right. Now, let me ask, is there anybody that would like to, and if we have anybody call in, hey, Sean?
No,
do we have any callers?
We got people listening, but nobody pressing one at this time.
So, listen, if you would like to ask a question, if you would like to make a statement, if you would like to add on to the conversation and say something positive, please press one. You know, please press one so that we can, you know, hear your positivity and your talk, your direct talk, you know, press one. Talk about it. You know what I'm saying? That is, share that knowledge, Benny, Asia, you know, all you beautiful people, share that knowledge and that wisdom, man. You know, but, you know, I'm grateful to be able to have this opportunity. This was definitely something that we thought of, and we decided to do it. And, you know, Tina's not really a very, like, outspoken, but really not, you know, a crowd person like that. So I think you did an excellent job. Your questions were hot seat questions, I got to admit.
Well, I've been writing for 2 days. Come on now.
Oh, my God.
I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, I bet you would.
I've been looking forward to putting you in a hot seat. What are you talking? You know that.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. Well, you know, you had a chance to get me butt burned. So. you definitely had me nervous, and I appreciate it. You know,
I even went through the questions. I kind of left out a whole lot. You know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, sometimes it's just good to, you know, like I personally kind of come naturally, you know what I'm saying? Even though I have questions in my mind, I really, like, what comes from my heart is what I appreciate the most. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, most people, I get it, because some people, you know, they like to, you know, at least write it down and have, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of podcast people, they write down, you know, what they want to ask or something like that. But here, you know, Point of Impact, we do direct talk. Ain't no pre-planning or, you know, what you present and what you bring is what we're going to give. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to answer what needs to be asked. We're going to answer what needs to be answered. We're going to ask what needs to be asked. And we're going to be very direct. And you know, the questions you asked tonight were very direct questions. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate being able to have the experience with you and sit with you and have this discussion, this dialogue with you, you know, and allow you to know some of the things that obviously may, may have been things that you contemplated upon. You know what I mean?
Yes,
but,
it is.
You know,
that's why it took me a day or two because I had to figure out how I wanted to ask this question. And this was the perfect stage to do it on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, well, I mean, it was. It was, actually. It was something new and refreshing. As a relationship-wise, you know, I think that it took a lot of courage. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate it, you know, being able to have the, you know, experience, you know, for me and you to share together. That is, that's wonderful. And I thank you so much. And, you know, it's odd, but for some reason it just felt so right to be in this, you know, having this interview tonight. It just really felt so right. And the results, from what I see, show and prove that it was right. And I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you for the idea. Thank you for participating and, you know, being a wonderful person that you are and always being supportive to me as you've always been. You know, so, you know, may Allah thank continue you. To guide you and guide us upon the straight path. I mean. Inshallah. So, you know, inshallah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close tonight. It's been a beautiful night. I truly hope you enjoyed the podcast tonight, which was hosted by Tina Hansford. That's right. It's the first, probably the last time. No, I'm not kidding. It was a good.
What?
No, we're kidding. But
well,
thank you all for joining in. In Point of Impact podcast on Tuesday night from 7 p.m. until, and no, listen, if there's anybody you know that's been in prison and that's doing positive things and changing people's lives in a positive way, or most importantly, their own life, reach out to me. You know, let me know and put me in contact with this person so that we can introduce this individual to our society. Next week, we should be having a very good guest coming on. Her name is Biku, and she's a very interesting young lady. She's really into the politics of, you know, getting our brothers and sisters home from prison, and I respect her fight. And, you know, I think that we all should really get to know this young lady and what she's representing and what she's out here doing, striving to aid men who have been, you know, incarcerated and getting them, you know, the freedoms that they deserve. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy meeting her. And I cannot wait to. Her name is Bikura Walia Shabazz. So we're going to be meeting her, hopefully. And I look forward to seeing you all. And I want everybody to be safe. Remember, Point of Impact. And look, guys, get out and get that book, Point of Impact, on Lulu.com, written by yours truly, you know, Derek Lamont Hansford, you know, Malai Abdul Mabi Mujahid Ben Haj Malai Ben Hansford. So listen, go get that book, Point of Impact. I'm POI, Prison of Incarceration. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? And listen, be sure to tune in again next week, as I said. And you can also find me in the morning. I do morning motivation videos every morning at 7 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, join us. You know what I'm saying? And if there's anything positive that you would like to assert, please do so. You know what I'm saying? And join us. And I pray that anything that we have said tonight that was of a benefit for you and that has given you some insight and upliftment, you know, truly it came from Allah and not our own selves. And anything that we may have said that may have offended you, may you forgive us. And we definitely appreciate everyone. Please, everyone, you know, be safe and strive towards upliftment and doing something good to benefit yourself in this life as well as the hereafter, and also to benefit your family and also to benefit your community. You know, one love to my brother, Jay Sean. Thank you again, Jay Sean, for your productive work. Your production work is beautiful, brother. We're going to keep doing this as long as we can. Money tight right now, y'all, so any donations you can give so that we can continue to run this show and to place our flyers up there, please feel free to donate to $ MUBV, M-U-B, as in boy, D, as in dog, E-E, 5. And, you know, please specify that if you're sending it for the nonprofit or you're sending it for the show, okay? So everyone, please, and also if you have a business and you would like us to, you know, market your business and advertise your business, please give me a call and on Facebook, or you can just, you know, you can messenger me on DM, you know what I'm saying, and we can set something up, you know. It's okay. $10 gets you a full minute, okay? So listen, you know, reach out to us. We would love to advertise and sponsor you. We'd love to advertise and sponsor us. We deeply would appreciate it. With that, I'm going to go. Thank you again, Tina, for a wonderful interview. And I love you very much. And I appreciate you taking the time and, you know, asking the questions that you asked. Thank you so much. So with that, I close, and I want everybody to know that, you know, I'm grateful and I love you all. And please be safe and keep your head up. Everyone, remember, keep Allah first, all right? That's where success is, in Allah. All right? Be safe now. May Allah forgive us. God is in great power.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Girl, I love you.
Baby, you know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.